Hey, it's not very often we get somebody into the studio who could just take over the board if I decided to get up and walk away. And there are days where it seems like an option. Blake Thomas is in our studios live and in living color. He's the host of Take It With You, the radio show and podcast, and now our guest here on 103.3 KUMD. Hey, Blake, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so tickled you're here. This is super fun.
It is.
This is super, super fun. So, Take It With You radio, and of course, you hear it here also on KUMD.
That's right.
Tell folks a little bit about the premise of the show, just so everybody starts off on the same page.
Sure. So it's a live radio show, and you know, I guess the best way to describe it in a way is to say that it's a, you know, a live radio variety show. But I think the thing that makes us special is the fact that it's one continuous story. So, you know, we really think about it closer to, you know, the things like Gunsmoke and The Shadow that were happening back in the 40s and 50s than, say, A Prairie Home Companion, which is more, you know, kind of vignettes that happen, you know, throughout the show.
Right. So if you go, though, and you haven't been going, you're kind of picking things up in the middle of the story. Is that going to just, like, make your head explode?
Yes and no. This year, we're actually, we do one show a month, and this year we've picked eight genres that we're doing, you know, as original stories.
Okay.
And so you can jump in with any of them, and really this season you're not going to miss a beat.
Is there the possibility of having an insert perhaps for every program or something so that the people who didn't see the previous month's show or hear the previous month's show can be quickly brought up to speed? Like, last month on Take It With You Radio. You like me to record something
for
you?
We could just put it right at the beginning of the show.
I think that'd be kind of groovy.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now that problem solved. So coming up at June here, it's next week on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Coming of Age.
Coming of Age. Yes, a coming of original radio coming of age story.
Oh, wow. So you have to find somebody of what age? Or somebody who's in the process, or...
Sure, you could, yeah, sure.
Okay. You
could, or you could just remember what it was like to, if you want to remember.
If you are at a certain age, you're not going to be able to remember. Right. Trust me on this one. I'm just saying.
But yeah, so we're excited about this one. It's, you know, think about it like a Dazed and Confused or any of those John Hughes movies,
okay.
Kind of in radio form with our twist to it. So, and then we have original live music that we're writing for every episode.
Oh, wow.
So we have five new songs every show, and the cast doubles as a band. It's a whole lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is not amateur hour, man. This is pretty serious.
It's pretty serious. Yes.
So I'm a little bit curious though, because the idea is that there is this local tavern, you know, mm-hmm. and these different folks come in and in and out, and there are the regulars and they're whatever. The July show is spies.
Spies, yes.
Where are you going to find local spies?
Well, that's a...
Oh, is it a secret?
Yes.
I could tell you, but I'd
really
have to kill you.
Exactly. It's all that information is on microfiche, so we, yeah.
Nobody knows how to make those things work anyway, so we know that it's safe.
Yes.
So how did you come up with this? You've had the different genres that you identified this year. Folks have enjoyed perhaps a number of these already. Western, romance, coming of age, spies, behind the scenes, sci-fi, and horror. Are you concerned that radio is like laws and sausage, that nobody really wants to see how they're made?
Well, I think that's actually the charm of what we do, I hope at least, is that you get to come and see us... you know, if we make it through a whole show without making a mistake, that's great. But sometimes we have to stop and go back. And it's, you know, it's not too dissimilar, I think, than, you know, like recording a sitcom or something like that. Although I've never seen one made. So
no, but they, you know, every so often you'll see that these little outtakey things, mm-hmm. you know, where the actors are maybe talking to the audience or it's like a very special episode. And then everybody's crying at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's part of the charm. I mean, the thing that's really the best part about this is the live show itself and getting to do it, and our audience is just so wonderful. I mean, really, it's a community of people that we see that get together once a month and, you know, A, watch this show, but then get to be together, you know, doing this really imaginary thing together. Because, you know, with radio and with this storytelling radio that we do, we're expecting a lot from our audience. Like, you can't be a passive member of the audience. Like, you have to envision what's going
on. You've got to engage.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I think that's a really special part and unique part about the, you know, this medium, is that you expect a lot from the people that are listening to it.
So one of my questions would be that the word on the street is that the show is sold out and you can never get a ticket. And so it's like, I think my brother or either my brother or Yogi Berra, I get those confused, say, you know, it's always so busy, no one goes there anymore.
Right, right.
Do you have any advice for people who would really like to see the show, and as of yet, they have not been able to?
Oh, just get a ticket. There are plenty of tickets available. And then usually what happens is they all sell out on the Monday beforehand.
So get it beforehand.
So you can go to takeitwithyou.org/tickets.
All right. And just want to mention that the show is Tuesday.
That's right.
So you've got a couple of days to maybe look into that sort of thing before the Monday panic. And then because Tuesday night will come and you'll say, did you get your... No, it didn't get it. Can't go. Sorry.
And, you know, I don't think we've ever actually had to turn anybody away, because the way the underground is set up, there is a mezzanine level. And so, you know, it might not be the most ideal ticket, but there's standing room tickets every time.
Well, I had understood, too, that there's a whole section of the audience where if you want to come in late and there isn't a seat, they'll let you sit on their lap.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, most people have people in their laps halfway through the show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and that there was, you know, people that are up for that sort of thing. There may be lonely people, and they say, yes, please come sit in my lap and watch a show. And it's all, you know, well regulated and appropriate. But it's just, you know, people that you know, kind of felt blue, and now they feel a little bit better.
Yeah, we're banking that half of our audience is very lonely. That's why they come there. So it's companionship, really.
I like this. This is really touching.
Laps
at a companionship. This is really kind of touching me. And of course, my final question before we leave is that it seems as though a live radio show called You Can't Take It With You would be a show that understands what, in particular, we're trying to accomplish here at a small community radio station.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, not you can't take it with you, but take it with you.
Take it with. Well, and the reason I wrote it down wrong. Well, because it's a show too.
Right, but the reason we call it that is because we want people to take it with them as a podcast. Yes. So sorry. Go on.
The Duluth Playhouse is actually doing a show called "You Can't Take It With You," which I suspect
was in their last season. I think
deliberately to confuse the issue. With the just maybe there are some people who want somebody, audience members, to come sit on their lap. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so even better, take it with you. Would be extremely sympathetic to what a small community radio station is doing, and that perhaps an appearance by one or perhaps a part of the entire troupe of actors during, say, a membership drive.
Yes.
Here would be really, really appropriate and tons of fun.
yes, it would.
Do you have the same sense, Blake?
I do have the same sense. I think you're right.
Okay, it's recorded now.
I know.
And I've made a note.
You're kind of trapping me here, but it's a very nice trap. Well, it's a fuzzy trap.
It's you know, this is kind of gotcha radio is what we're all about.
Yeah.
Here at the KUMD newsroom, and I'm really appreciative that, you know, we're kind of like the big purple pitcher plant. Of radio.
I would like to see that on a banner.
We could get the screen printer people to make one.
Yeah.
See, it's all coming together, Blake. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
You are an amazingly brave guy.
I don't know about that, but I think I'm just kind of dumb. But anyway.
Blake Thomas this morning with you with Take It With You Radio. Look, I finally got it right. Take It With You Radio. And my apologies to all of the fans of the show who I'm sure will be waiting with pitchforks and flaming torches outside the studios, as well you might. Blake was our guest this morning and on Radio Theater. And Radio Theater on KUMD, warts and all, is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.